Alrighty. Some suggestions from the last meeting, ballots and voting, to perhaps have some sort of another system to add to what we do is perhaps use some sort of a paper with a raised logo. Something that could not be photocopied, as only certain ones would be called an official ballot. And perhaps have like a two carbon, so that, two pieces, so that you fill out your ballot, you send in a copy, and you have a copy of what you sent in. If you want to have it a proxy vote, it still can be done that way and put a person's name on it. If you want to send it in, then you've got a copy, and if someone says, did you vote, what happened on this and that, you have a copy of it. So if something were lost and you were called on it, it would be accountable. Okay? Sent to a specific post office box, and that is the only official one that's counted to an official post office box. So that coming down here, one ballot for each lot owned. So if I have two lots, I have three lots, I would get three ballots. I would send those in, have my copy, they would go in a colored envelope with a stamp indicating it's a marked ballot, or I mean it's a ballot and it is not to be opened again until the time of the meeting, of the annual meeting. One place that it is sent to, no others are accepted as official, is mailed to another address, or given to any other individuals. Each member then is responsible for their own ballots, whether a proxy or your own personal selection of whatever your votes are, whatever you want to do. Perhaps, and I've read an awful lot of other people, I know we have an association at home, proxy votes are usually due ahead of time, 2 weeks usually before the deadline. This is just some suggestions before all other ballots are to be mailed in and returned. Some of the problems this time were that sometimes the signature of the lot owner did not match the name of the person on the ballots. Sometimes you couldn't read it. Sometimes some people put down three or four or five or six lots, but they didn't own all those in comparison to what it was supposed to have been. So if you have eight lots, you get eight ballots, turn them in, rather than the counters trying to say, well, what was this one, what was this one? And that way, just some thoughts as to update the system so that there isn't a comeback in terms of, well, I sent it in, what happened, whatever the case may be. It's a suggestion. I don't know how you feel about it, but I think something has to be done. We talked about it last year, and I'm talking about it again this year.
No possibility for voting at the meeting?
I didn't hear you. On what?
No possibility for voting at the meeting?
Oh, yeah, still, sure.
Yeah.
To bring it in.
So it says all official ballots are mailed to...
Or turned in.
Or turned in, but it's a fact that...
You can bring it in and turn it in, yes.
Yeah, you can still do it then after you listen to the information.
Okay, right. I have a question. When you give somebody a proxy, you usually mail the ballot to them, and then they deled it, the whole bunch of proxies in the mail, and he comes to the meeting, and he decides how he's going to vote, and he votes that proxy at the meeting. In this case, he would have to vote every single proxy that was given to him 2 weeks in advance.
Isn't the way it's done also that if you say Dale is the... you give the proxy to him, and however he votes, that's how those ballots are voted?
No.
According to his...
He votes the proxy, but he votes it at the meeting.
You can't do it if you do it this way.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
So be it.
So wouldn't it simplify?
If anybody gave me a proxy because they weren't going to be there, I couldn't bring their proxy with me and fill it out at the meeting and hand it in. I would have to mail it to you or to the appeal
box, right?
2 weeks in advance.
Right.
That's just a suggestion. It doesn't have to be 2 weeks. I'm just wondering what else we could do.
The ballot counter open.
Say what's official and what's not official.
Yours, the community, just duplicates it.
Well, the proxies, one thing, they have to be on this stamped piece of...
I think if there's 300 lots or 305 lots or 300 or 286, voting lots if each one has an individual
number on it.
Number or stamp or whatever. This is the vote for lot 46. I don't know who that is, but either that person votes it or they have to give it to with their proxy to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. We could get a relief stamp made probably for about $40 or $50, which would probably be a good buy, and which would be hard for somebody else to duplicate. And so when we had all these numbered ballots made up, we could stamp each of these. I like the carbon copy idea. Often would come through and they'd have this relief.
Because there were duplicates this time.
Yeah,
there were some that your dad turned in as a proxy, but the people had already voted.
But they didn't count twice.
But why should we make it difficult for the people who are voting?
It's very hard to say.
How do you know if, in that situation, how do you know if the person gave the proxy
first, second,
on the 14th and then voted himself on the 15th, or if they voted and then later said, no, I don't know, I'm giving you my proxy, you vote for me?
I'm just saying I think we should look at something to help the process.
Simplified.
Yeah, I like that idea.
I think you should probably have a ballot for every single vote.
I agree with that.
You know, I think that's definitely.
I like it. And that way, how much they have these things numbered out, you know?
Uh-uh.
Kinko's could, when they did the, well, when they
the
made the copies of things, they could put
a different
number on each one.
We can have the lot number printed on the ballot.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's supposed to be a secret ballot, so once it's torn off, you can't tell.
It could be a form that has a lot number and the and our seal or our stamp on the top and the bottom, and then when it's torn apart, there's still an official seal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that way it's still a seal.
It doesn't look like a
duplicate vote.
They can't. No.
That way.
And that way, whoever is counting the votes, it is easy. It's done. There's no, you did this, you did this, I couldn't read this, you put down all your lot numbers. What I'd like to do is, this is just an idea of a way to change it, to make it simplified, more official, so that there shouldn't be any comeback.
Well, and also, if we, for years, haven't done a good job, because the annual meeting is a big production, and usually it's Barbara trying to do everything, or this year you trying to do everything, or whoever. We need to have a ballot counter that is all they do. They get a piece, and they're not trying to decipher if it's official or not official. They're not. Their job isn't to check a list or anything. All their job is to count. Somebody hands it to them, and they count. It's got the seal on it. I count it.
Mm-hmm.
I count it. Somebody else has to verify.
We can even hire somebody from the bank and count or something like that to come out and do that.
I know.
That's what they've
been doing. We have one person who decides if they're a cynic or not, and then there are four people that count on them.
See, Melinda's been doing that for
like
3 years.
Yeah, 3 years in a row, but she couldn't do it this year. Kind of a bad deal, but so we ended up on Renee.
Two on somebody new right at the last minute.
Yeah,
that was kind of a bad deal. But I mean, but I agree. I think that you should have one ballot per lot, number, stamps, all that stuff.
I
do not agree with having to be 2 weeks in advance, and I do not agree with the fact that ballot proxies can only be mailed in. Because
it didn't say, we already said it didn't say, we're not meaning that at all.
No.
They don't, no, we didn't mean that.
Proxy votes are
I just said I recanted that. Maybe I wrote it in a way, because I was tired that night writing it. This is just an idea. We can have an idea and work with that idea to make it better. Because it didn't work this time.
No, it didn't. And I think, that's what I said, I agree with your idea of numbering them,
stamping them. Yeah, proxy should be able to be delivered to Dale the day of the meeting.
Sure.
But that's what they want to do. Or whoever they want to deliver them to. But I love the idea of the ballots being numbered, and I love the idea of the ballots being
the person should be printed.
Well, I thought about that too, and I didn't know about that.
No, I wouldn't maybe. My lot's not in my name.
And that's, you're not just the only one. There is a lot on that way, and there's a lot of lots that are in several people's names.
So about 30 or 40 or?
Yeah, only 30% of our lots are more.
So if you send it out, it doesn't matter who signed it. The only person that's going to have that ballot with that number on it is the person it's sent to, right?
So, but I think, we write it down there. I think every ballot should be received with the lot number.
Yeah.
Right, the lot number
printed right on the ballot.
Pre-printed on the ballot.
And the stamp on the top and the bottom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This way you would avoid duplication.
Okay. Or at least the stamp on the top, I mean the number on the top, so it could be separated, but I like Larry's idea of the stamp on the top and the bottom.
Yeah, the counter person
doesn't know
what lot it goes to or what person it goes to. They just see this official stamp. It counts.
Definitely.
So the first person it goes to is the one that makes sure there's an official ballot.
Right.
And
do you like the idea of having a two papers, so you keep it and then you turn it
over? Oh, yeah. I think that's a good idea. And that, you know, I had that done at Kinko's that wasn't all that expensive when I did those cabin sheets. I printed one up and made it a carbon copy.
And everybody comes back and says, you voted this.
No, I have my copy here.
I voted this.
Yep.
Yeah, but the top's the three, so the bottom is the one you can't tell who's that or whatever. It doesn't matter, man.
No, I need you, that's true.
Okay. That's something
I think that's a great idea.
I think that's some changes here. I think that need to be listened to in here. I'll work on something positive and submit that next meeting to you.
So you're going to do that?
Yes, I will. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. What happened with ranch signs and road names? This is on here. I
had that on my list.
I haven't
seen the names of them.
You know, I haven't done anything for a while on it. Jody Akers said that when I went to eat dinner with him, her friend worked for a sign company and does this for the Forest Service. And so at MDX, I use a special material. I've talked to Jody two or three times, and he said he would meet me off to Jody. And I've talked to Jody several times. She's supposed to get to him. I went back to two or three different paint companies. They all have different ideas. And the other one I'm going to try, as soon as I get more time at home, I'm going to put a different type of primer on it and then go back to the same overlay paint.
That email I told you about, what Alan told me? Alan Gilbert at Sign Maker on MDX?
About the...
Oh, is it because the MDX is something different?
The MDX has got a resin in it.
He said there's something wrong with the paint because he uses it all the time. He's never had to.
Really? Okay, what I've got is that what happens when I finish these things and I try to stack them together, even if they've been painted 6 weeks before, they won't stick. Okay?
But throw sand on
them. Well, don't stack them together.
Well, I got to get them down here somehow. I can't carry them down one at a time. That's 86 different trips, you know.
Well, you might make that
secret. Well, I've got three down here already. You haven't put them up yet. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why it was on here. Bob, did you ask to have that put on there?
Ken did.
Well, I said that we needed to discuss that. He said that there was a stain that they put on these things. It's entirely different that they use. And it's made specifically for the MDX materials. No, and I would love to know what that is because I'd like to do that before
they haven't
anymore.
Given you the name.
I haven't got it back yet. I've gone to two or three companies and I've actually bought a different primer that somebody suggested for me, and I'm going to make up another sign as soon as I get a chance. It's not as easy as it looks, you know. To make sure you get inside all those letters and get them in there, you almost have to do those with a paintbrush. Mm-hmm. So that means you're sitting there and just doing each letter on a sign, and each sign takes about 10 or 15 minutes to do that. And if I'm at home and watching a movie or something like that, it's not that bad. I just do it, you know.
But if he's driving, it's a real problem.
If I'm driving, it becomes a real issue. And then, you know...
Well, we'll come down to Vegas.
I have to do that when
we're
going to
have some meetings in Vegas, and we'll sit there and I'll paint some with you.
Okay.
I'd love to do that.
Okay, and then when you the primer can't be the same color as what's in the letter, so you have to do that all over again with the letter.
How many of them
and then
have
you
painted?
Huh?
How many of them?
Half of them.
Half of them. Bring them down. I'll get the one sort of paint.
That aren't painted?
Yeah.
You got it, Joe.
Okay.
What's your name, Jose?
Andy's husband.
All right.
No. To tell you the truth, I've got 30 to 40 hours put in the half of the signs I've done already.
So you don't expect to attend your job?
No, I don't do it. Not at all. I don't mind doing it. I just don't want to let you not think that I'm dragging my feet on this. I put a lot of time into
it. We know you've had problems with it.
It's just, you know, and I hate to go through that whole process again and have the same thing happen again.
All together, have a big flock of wood.
Well, what happens when they stick together and fall apart, then you got to repaint them again.
After they paint them up,
Well, some of them have been drying for
They're still not dry.
Weeks and they still don't dry.
See, that's the thing. It's
the material is just not letting that.
Okay. Will you coordinate with Joe Bose, see when the two of you can get those signs? And
I'll bring them down next trip down. They'll be down here in the ranch house, and you can pick them up next time you come down. Mm-hmm. Not in the ranch house, in the storage room next to the
tack room.
Not the tack room, the storage room next to the tool room.
I want
your bunkhouse.
I want Barbara to deliver
it
to me.
Okay. Hey, Joe, you fix me up with another show like you did. and I will bring him down.
Where's she sitting, little darling?
Oh, you
actually. It was a review.
And he had a view upstairs in the showing room, so it was the glass right there and. They all came up to
my chest. I'm glad I didn't know you could have touched these guys, you know.
For
an old man, that was kind of a heavy duty.
Yeah, I can set that up whenever you want.
He had in my gut. Dehydrated.
We got some right here.
Oh.
Okay.
That was all set up for Brett, but Brett missed and can't show up again, guys.
What did we want to do here on number two where it says roads, damage, maintenance, equipment?
I don't get mixed up.
Candy.
No.
Larry.
Thank you.
The roads, damage, maintenance, equipment.
The roads aren't in too bad a shape overall. We do have one thing that I've got to do, and I will do next week. We thought that the concrete culverts over there in White Canyon were holding up very good. And
you thought that they were?
Well, we thought that we think that they are, but when Alan took those concrete culverts out, put the great big boiler in, he discovered that culvert had been washed out
underneath it
significantly, and it was close to collapse. Is that correct, Barbara?
That's what he told me.
Anyway, so one of the things that I'll do next week is I will go up and I will crawl in each one of those concrete culverts, and I will see if we've got any undercutting, like mm-hmm. you know, like happened that one we put in that first time.
Are we using two or three pieces on most of them?
Most of them are three. One or two.
How
or
many
four.
Signs are there?
There's about 35, 36.
But that's something that we need to address. If we've got a problem, we need to, you know. But they held up really well last winter, and we've had a pretty wet summer. With some real gully washers.
Yeah.
So, I'll do that next week, and I'll make sure you guys all know what I find.
Brant, when I went up there to dig those trenches last night on the way home, I walked down in there next to that big thing, and it's got a big air pocket on one side of it, even on the big one now. And I started filling it in with stones, but I would begin to wonder if that was really a very protective type of thing to do. I mean, you could look back in 6 feet on the side of it, and it was just a cavity open up on the side, and it wasn't
in the
culvert. It wasn't like on the side of the culvert. It wasn't like it had washed out. It's just like when it was backfilled, it just never got pushed down in there.
Right.
So what do we do on that? Is that going to be an issue on washing that whole culvert out eventually, or?
You know, some of this stuff is just going to have to be wait and see. That's one reason that these. Our concrete culverts, they've been in 2 years now. They were put in last year. They've wintered one winter and a fairly wet summer. And we might be having a pretty good handle on where they're going.
Part of the problem is if they're installed, if the material is too dry,
Yeah.
It's a problem. And if it's too wet, it's a problem.
Okay.
And getting that happy medium, we put in the first one up there, and it was too wet. And so everything was squeezing out and squirting out
mm-hmm.
and wouldn't stay. But if you put it in dry, and I'm sure if you've got air pockets, they probably backfilled with, you know,
were there
dry chunks. But
the concrete that he said was coming out, last year I crawled through that one, and it was solid all the way around. This year, after the first big rain, I think I told you I spent about 3 hours just filling in what I thought was a hole that was developing on the side of it. But once it starts on the side, it just starts cutting through.
Yeah.
They must have. I saw the first end of it, but I didn't see anything on the back end of it. And that was probably where it was collapsing. You know, but that it was in there solid at first. But that one great big storm, that first one we had this year, just wouldn't do it. The funny thing is that now those big culverts there are going through there, and yet you got two more culverts that are, what, 36 inches? They're smaller than the concrete culvert, and they've been holding great, and they're downstream from it.
Hmm.
Are they steel?
Huh? They're steel.
Yeah, why are we using concrete over steel?
Because we got the concrete for free.
We got it free, but what we had to pay them off for shipping.
Okay. But that the idea was that it was going to be less expensive. But the metal culverts have been holding all that water without going over top of them at all. You know, the two subsequent ones?
A hole is a hole. No matter what, let's farm it. I mean,
yeah, but I don't know why the concrete wouldn't hold it when they're actually, I think, bigger, more square inches.
It might have had heavier rain.
Upstream and then what, downstream? I don't know.
So it went over the concrete culverts?
It went over, apparently it was, because it was washing right alongside of them.
It might just be the way the land lays, that you've got faster flow concentrated there, and then by the time it gets down to the steel culverts, it's spread out.
Going through there. But you know the place where it comes and it crosses the road, then it comes right around and back again?
Yeah.
Those two are holding fine.
Hmm.
Well, Larry, you brought up a very good point. They're all both on real hard turns too.
Yeah.
And so the water's flowing down quite a bit.
That's true. So.
Yeah.
I was thinking that we might be getting more material coming with that first one because of that old dam falling apart. And it might be clogging up easier. So. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It might be
good.
It's more flat.
Amen. Yeah. What's your name? Ken?
It's
like
more on
the
water shoots through.
Yeah. That's a phone.
What's this? Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.